Well, not surprising at all. I think there is palpable frustration in all corners of the ruling establishment, be it in the National Resistance Movement, the ruling party, or in the military, which is really a wing of the ruling party. The whole idea of Museveni constructing a presidential monarchy, I think, is grossly unacceptable to a wide range of actors, certainly those who were his comrades in the struggle for what was hoped to be democracy. The Bush War, the very bitter Bush War of 1981 to 1986, they hoped that this would end rule by force of arms and rule other than by the free will of the people. Now, with the abolition of the term limits, which happened in 2000, the presidential term limits, which happened in 2005, allowing President Museveni to continue in office more or less indefinitely until he chooses not to. This quite obviously has led to a lot of frustration because some of the people are not satisfied with his leadership, but they know he cannot be voted out of office. He controls all the levers manage elections. So elections are a ritual, and he uses the military as the source of his power. It is the military that brought him into office in the first place. Now they see that the military is also essentially put under his son, Mr. Muhoozi, who was actually recruited into the military illegally, because there is a very well-established procedure of how one gets a commission to the UPDF, incidentally a law that was enacted by President Museveni himself as the Minister of Defense, because he has been President and Minister of Defense. So the UPDF Act of 2002 and later on amended in 2005 lays down a clear procedure of how one is recruited to become an officer of UPDF. Mr. Muhoozi did not go through that procedure. He was instead simply appointed to go to Sandhurst in UK and do a cadet course, and he came back and was commissioned as a second lieutenant without going through the elaborate procedure of appointment to a commission. So he was illegally recruited into the force. But even before he was recruited into the force, he himself had recruited other young people into the military, a matter that was challenged in parliament, and Museveni said, no, that is some kind of a militia, you know. Now, those people that Muhoozi recruited, plus himself, are now the people in charge of the military. And the old colleagues and so on have been gradually purged and sidelined. So the kind of outburst that is beginning to, evidence itself is against that kind of background.
The government has denied that there is ever a Muhoozi project to ensure that he takes over from his father when his father decides to step down.
Well, first of all, I think calling it a Muhoozi project is possibly a misnomer. I think it is a presidential monarchy project. The monarchy is that of Museveni. Museveni is not about to go anywhere himself. Any successor whom he is lining up is not to take over tomorrow or the other day. It is to take over when Museveni can no longer breathe. But what is being constructed clearly is a succession of the military, because there is no other explanation. Nobody in the government has explained why Muhoozi could not be recruited as others are recruited. Nobody can explain why he has had all the rapid trainings in the most elite military training colleges of the world here in the United States and in Europe and in other countries, and that in 12 years he became a general. When the law clearly establishes that even to be considered to be to the promotion of a colonel, you should have served for 21 years. All these are laid down procedures. In 12 years, he is a general, a one-star general. He is in charge of all the essential, the most vital elements of the military. We are now consolidated under what is called the Special Forces Command, in which of which he is the commander, which also takes charge of the protection of the presidency. Now, Mr. Muhoozi, since he joined the military 12 or 13 years ago, he has never served in any other unit except the unit that is responsible for the protection of the presidency. So all this, what does it point to? It clearly points to and as I have said, it's not just Muhoozi. It is Muhoozi plus other hand-picked people. People hand-picked either by Muhoozi or by his cohorts to and trained and rapidly promoted also who are in charge of. So there is a clear intention of monopolizing the control of the military, which is the source of power. And that is what is clearly being described as a construction of a presidential monarchy.
Government officials are saying that Muhoozi was promoted on merit.
Well, sir, I have just explained to you, and the law is available. You can even access it on the internet, I believe. There is a law that provides for procedures of promotions, and one must have served at a particular level for a number of years in order to be considered for promotion, and there must be a vacancy to where you are being promoted. And Muhoozi, yes, the law also provides that exceptional circumstances where one has done something extraordinary that merits some promotion, some earlier promotion, it can be considered. But can the government therefore explain to anybody what exceptional achievement or performance Muhoozi has done to merit rapid promotion at every level? At every level, as I've said, just in 12 years he's a general, when even after 21 years, according to the establishment, one is not supposed to be considered, that's when one is supposed to be considered to be promoted to a colonel. And there are many other serving officers who have performed extraordinarily well, who have not had the chances to be trained as he has, and there is no one that can show why he himself has benefited from all this training while others have not. And in any case, why he has only been serving since his recruitment in the force that protects the presidency. The military is a wide establishment. So there is every indication that this is an attempt at control, putting the control of the military in the family, and therefore using the military, which is still the source of power, as a basis for a presidential monarchy.